Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheat Bait Show for March 29th, 2008. On this week's show...
When Pigs Fly. Why are we talking about when pigs fly?
Well, here's a when pigs fly scenario for you.
Okay.
I'll eat chocolate and bacon together when pigs fly.
Well, guess what? You just did.
And so did you. Is this as hokey as I think it is?
It sounds as hokey as possible. We're recording this one sort of on, this is sort of on the fly. This is like the, this is podcasting verite, I would say.
This is cramming for your podcast.
No. We prepared for this. It's just that we had a very busy week.
We prepared by eating chocolate and drinking some wine.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
And what better preparation is there, really?
We're going to have a very quick recap of Easter, but this is where the flying chocolate pig comes in. Oh. Lisa just can't believe that we had this. Vosges Chocolate, who we mentioned before on the show, link is on the show notes. They put out a whole bunch of really cool stuff this Easter, including the Amalfi Easter Bunny, which is white chocolate, 36% cocoa butter white chocolate, with pink peppercorns, lemon zest, in the shape of a lovely little happy little bunny.
Now, are we going to go back and talk about these a little?
Well, we will, yes.
Okay.
The Red Fire Easter Bunny, and I think we've talked about the Red Fire chocolate bar on the show before.
I think we have.
In fact, I believe we've given a couple of these bars out to fabulous listeners as well. Mexican Ancho and Chipotle Chiles with cinnamon and dark chocolate. And then, of course, the pièce de résistance, which is what we enjoyed tonight. The Flying Chocolate Pig, which is deep milk chocolate with, wait for it, folks, smoked salt and bacon. And it's in the shape of a flying pig.
It's metaphorical bacon, right?
No, it's real bacon. You tasted it. It wasn't, and it wasn't,
I know,
even
like a leading question.
Oh, okay. And it wasn't even like that fakey Bacos. Yeah, it wasn't like Bacos.
No,
it was
low
real
sodium,
bacon.
Low fat here.
What did you think of that in all seriousness? Chocolate. Milk chocolate with bacon and salt. What did you think?
In all seriousness, well, I thought we would start from the simpler stuff.
All right,
let's leave that for the
culmination.
Grand finale.
Okay.
Let's you talk about, because you're a big white chocolate fan. Tell us a little bit about the Amalfi with white chocolate, lemon zest, and pink peppercorns.
This was really cool. It was. You had mentioned you're not a fan of white chocolate. I'm a big white chocolate fan, and it's really
Which
hard to find.
Which actually might make me better to talk about it, but
yeah, exactly.
You talk.
It's really hard to find good white chocolate.
Because white chocolate isn't really chocolate, is it?
No, it's like a confection.
Well, but
there is such a thing as white chocolate, but most of what you see that's sold as white chocolate is actually just like a white confection. Mm-hmm. It's not really chocolate. I think the only place where I can get really, the only white chocolate I really, really like is from Godiva. The white chocolate ganache bliss is, oh, I'm sorry, I bumped the thing, is like my favorite.
Because it's truly like cocoa butter with
yes,
the dark solids.
Exactly.
Or the dark stuff taken out.
The bunny, the Amalfi Easter Bunny is 36% cocoa butter, which made it a very rich, real white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And they had mixed in pink peppercorns and lemon zest. So it had a real citrusy kind of flavor to it. So when you bit into this and it kind of melted in your mouth, you had this whole thing of citrus and, oh, so good.
It was totally amazing. Like you said, I don't really like white chocolate. And I think because it's usually too sweet or too kind of buttery, it's just sort of bland to me. But the lemon zest was perfect. The only word I can think of is the lemon and pepper made it sing.
Yeah.
It just really came alive in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. Oh, we just finished a game of High School Musical Mystery Date with Emma. And I finished this thing off.
You know what it was a little bit like? It was a little like cheesecake.
Yes.
Like just a straight cheesecake with flavored with a little lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
It was sweet and rich. But you can eat more than one bite of it because it's not just sweet and rich, it's also tangy.
It was
and so
it was simple and it's
pops
elegance
on your tongue.
Oh, So good.
And pepper sounds weird, but it was really perfect with the lemon.
It was sort of a... These peppercorns were sort of... They were citrusy peppercorns. They weren't they like... Were, they it, were, wasn't, it wasn't like it wasn't black like, peppercorns.
Right, right.
So it was good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's... So now all of these are... They're not very big. They're probably... I don't know, what would you say? 2 ounces, three ounces?
2 ounces, yeah.
But more than enough for...
They're very stylish. They're little bunnies packaged stylishly. Not that you're going to buy one now because it's too late. Yeah,
Easter's over. Actually, you can still buy them, though.
But you can buy the bars, right?
Yeah, yes, you can. All right, let's talk about the Red Fire Easter Bunny. This I know.
Okay, we've had the Red Fire bar before. It's dark chocolate with cinnamon and chilies. And... It's, I mean, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Right? Chocolate with cinnamon and some spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like set your tongue on fire spicy. It's just spicy enough to, you know, make the chocolate pop a little bit. If you've ever had Mexican hot chocolate, it reminds me of that a little bit.
It's a lot like that.
The cinnamon, but also the spiciness, because cinnamon and sugar gets a little bit too sweet.
Yeah.
But cinnamon with dark chocolate and the spice is really nicely balanced. Okay, which brings us to the flying chocolate pig.
Katrina, who's one of the chocolatiers at Vosges, said the following. This whimsical chocolate creation came about while I was chatting with my friend Mo, who was part of the inspiration behind our bacon and chocolate bar. So you can get the bacon and chocolate bar from them.
Oh, great.
I wanted to create a fun party favor for his upcoming nuptials with chocolate, of course. Something unexpected for the guests, a parting gift to bring a smile to their faces. A flying pig made of bacon and chocolate. I love the concept and design so much that I decided to mix up another batch of flying pigs for all of our bacon fans to enjoy. And enjoy we did.
Because who doesn't like bacon?
You made a very interesting observation when you first bit into that.
Yeah, I think this really, just like the cheesecake analogy, brings the lemon and pepper thing together. The flying chocolate pig immediately made me think of a Reese cup.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bacon is salty.
Right.
Obviously. And kind of smoked, which is not unlike roasted peanuts and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the chocolate, which of course is sweet and creamy and not at all salty.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, one thing about that and about the peppercorn white chocolate is you do have to chew. Sometimes
yeah,
they tell
has
you
to break
let
apart.
Chocolate, right? Because if you just let this bacon chocolate melt in your mouth, you'll end up with a bacon hunk in your mouth.
I actually really did that towards the end. I had little strips of bacon, little tiny, tiny strips of bacon in my mouth.
It's definitely real bacon, chopped very fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know, like maybe homemade bacon bits.
Yeah. So props to Katrina for coming up with this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. Wow. That was. I mean. We couldn't believe it. I was looking at it on Easter morning going, this is a joke, right?
What? So that's where, and it's in the shape
obviously
of a flying
not
pig.
A health food, very much a
no,
once
no,
a year
no,
thing.
But it's Easter. You're allowed once a year. And very quickly, I also want to mention another candy shop, which is in Richmond, Illinois, which is right on the border of Illinois and Wisconsin. A place called Anderson's Candy Shop. Link is on the show notes for this
boy.
As well. This place has been around for years, and it's really, I can't even begin to describe some of the stuff we got from them. I did a whole mail order thing. Actually, the interesting thing is that I did an internet order for both of these places. The mm-hmm. Vosges stuff came in a box, and they had put in two, that was the PC shutting off, by the way. We're a Mac house, but the PC was on. They enclosed two ice packs, like those sealed ice
yeah,
packs.
Yeah, really?
To keep the stuff cold. So
oh,
when it
wow.
showed up in my office, it was still cold.
Oh, good.
Which was a very good way of doing it. Anderson's didn't ship it with an ice pack, but they packaged the stuff very, very well. And so what we ordered from them were homemade cream-filled eggs.
Oh.
So if you imagine, you know, just like you can get the Fannie Mae stuff, you have... We had milk chocolate, dark chocolate. The one I got for you and Rebecca were the chocolate pudding filled
Oh my gosh.
They call it chocolate pudding. It's like a thick, right? It's very thick.
Or like a ganache, I guess.
Right. I had buttercream filling in mine. I had a milk chocolate and a dark chocolate, and those are just amazing. The chocolate is nice and thick and firm and not waxy, and just melts in your mouth, and always so good. And then, evidently they're known, I didn't realize this, but evidently they're known for their Easter bunnies. So they have these molds that they use, which are over 100 years old, I understand.
Yeah, very classic Easter molds.
And Easter bunny molds. So you and Rebecca got a dark chocolate. Rebecca got a milk chocolate. I got a white chocolate. And Emma got a little chicken pulling a cart. A little cart full of Easter eggs done in milk chocolate. So they did a wonderful job with that as well. And then they also have these homemade hand-dipped Rice Krispie candy bars.
Oh, my God. Well, it's not really fair. They're more like a Nestle Crunch bar.
That's true. It's not like they took a Rice Krispie treat and then dipped it in chocolate. This is like the chocolate was throughout.
Because that's what I expected. Yeah. Yeah, it was more like a Nestle Crunch bar. But it was like a Nestle Crunch bar in the shape of what? It was huge and thick.
It was like it seriously looked like a giant. I was thinking like a $100,000 bar without the caramel.
You know, I had never thought about what a candy bar must have been before the era of packaged candy bars.
Right.
And I don't know if this is an accurate depiction of that, but this thing, like a Nestle Crunch bar, it was as heavy as a Nestle Crunch bar, but much more compact.
Yes. It was thicker and dense.
Yeah, yeah. It was, well, right. It was a big chunk.
Oh, so delicious.
And it was so much more decadent than a Nestle Crunch bar.
That's true. See, this is the sort of thing that makes you never want to have a marshmallow peep ever again. Or even a Cadbury egg, which is really among the best stuff you get, or a Lindor, which you can buy in the stores.
Can I tell you a very short doctor's office story?
Sure.
I went to see the doctor today, and he said, when you come
in. Do you have something to tell?
No, but he
are
said,
are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Please. Please don't start rumors on the internet. He said, when you come in for your blood sugar test, don't eat too much sugary stuff for several days beforehand. He said he had a diabetic patient who came in the day after Easter for all of his blood sugar tests.
Triglycerides through the roof.
And, well, of course, he tested out as like dead. Can you imagine going in for a blood sugar test?
The patient was probably like Mrs. Butterworth's. That's probably what it was. He unscrewed his head and just poured syrup
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. Good to know. They also had, the other thing I ordered specifically for me was the frosted, what they called it was frosted mint meltaway fudge. Now, if you've ever had, I know for, depending on what area of the country you're in, here in Chicago, we have Fannie Mae's. Out on the West Coast, they have See's candy, and all around, they have different brands of candy. Mm-hmm. And typically, these shops will have a form of a mint meltaway, which is a chocolate mint, typically like a milk chocolate center with like a fondant cover, like a pastel type of cover on it.
Yeah.
So they have their own brand of that,
which they call... Which part is the mint? The outside?
Well, sometimes the mint is on the outside, but it's also in the chocolate as well. I think the mint is throughout.
So it's kind of like a little truffle.
Sort of, yeah.
It's not shaped like that, but...
Mm-hmm. Little squares. So anyway, I ordered a pound of this. I'm sorry, half a pound of this. And it was good stuff. But here's the interesting thing. I placed the order on a Friday morning, and then at about 1 p.m. on Friday, I got an email from the owner of the shop who said, thank you for your order, and I just wanted to let you know that your order is going to be shipping on Monday because we're going to be making a fresh batch of this on Sunday. So we're going to make it up, and we're going to package it up, and we're going to send it out to you on Monday.
Nice.
And since they're not too far from here, they sent it to my office, which is in downtown Chicago, and it showed up on Monday. In fact, you know, because I had it in that big, I had a big giant DSW bag. Lisa thought I bought her shoes. I actually had tons of candy
Even
in this
better.
Bag. As we're going over to the bar where we met some coworkers for drinks. But Oh, and this stuff was, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fresh. So this is the sort of thing that never, that'll make you never want to go to Walgreens again and buy any Easter candy ever again.
You know, the good thing about it is it makes you enjoy a few bites of something really good rather than 4, 6, or 8 ounces of some chocolate junk.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even eat a Cadbury Cream Egg anymore.
I know.
Or a Reese's Miniature.
Mm-hmm. Well, not after having this stuff.
Well, I mean, I can.
But no, you feel sort of like you're...
But I would much rather have one ear off a Red Fire Bunny or two bites of a hand-dipped Rice Krispie chocolate bar.
So, So very good. The link to Anderson's Candy Shop will be on our website. Oddly enough, it's andersonscandyshop.com. Anderson with an O. Check it out. Tell them the good folks at Cheap Date sent you. And if you're a chocolate fan, that's cool. Let's talk very quickly. It's going to be a short show tonight, mm-hmm. which I think some people will be thankful for. Others will be.
I am.
We had our wedding anniversary earlier this week.
Aw, happy anniversary.
What did we do?
So, I'm going to regret this in the morning.
We had a very fun time doing that. You know what we did?
We had some pizza.
Well, you know what? Let's frame this though. We decided, here's the thing. If you've heard our recent shows, you know that there's a gauntlet of holidays that we're dealing with because it starts with it starts with Valentine's Day, then it's my birthday, Rebecca's birthday.
I mean, I've only just caught my breath from Christmas when this all begins.
So we decided that rather than go through the whole thing about gifts for our anniversary, our gift to each other for our anniversary from this point forward will be to take ourselves off the grid, so to speak.
No cell phones, no laptops, no
Blackberries, no nothing. And you know what? It was totally awesome. It was amazing. We went to Olive Garden for lunch. We're not going to do a review of Olive Garden. Many of you have been there. And we're not too proud to say we enjoyed Olive Garden. It was good. It's a good value. It's a good cheap date. But it was great.
It was so nice, though, to have a whole day where you never pulled out your BlackBerry and our cell phones never rang.
Or I had to call somebody and say, hey, can you take a look at this? Exactly. So just,
I didn't even know what was building up in my email. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. So we went, after all of our other stuff that we did during the day, we went out for pizza, went to Lou Malnati's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a whole lot we can say about Lou Malnati's other than the fact that if you come to Chicago, this is one of the places you may want to hit.
Well, if you've heard about that crazy deep dish Chicago-style pizza, you may have heard about Gino's. Well, my family had heard about Gino's East, but Lou Malnati's is also very authentic deep dish Chicago-style pizza. And how is Lou Malnati's? Is Lou Malnati's the unique in putting the sauce on top? I don't think so.
No, a lot of other places do it. There's a place.
So there's nothing about Lou Malnati's that sets them apart from everybody else.
Well, what sets the different Chicago pizza places apart are their sauces and their cheeses and their sausages and the stuff they put on it and the way they put them together. Lou's does the classic. If you've had Gino's East Pizza in Chicago, Lou's is very similar in the way they put it together, but their sauce is also very definitive to them.
Which is to say, just to remind anybody who's not familiar with Chicago-style pizza, a thick, like inch-thick deep dish crust, then cheese, then toppings when applicable, then a chunky, a big chunky
and your mileage
sauce.
May vary.
On the very on top of the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which sounds weird, but
it's delicious. They have locations all over the Chicago area. They're all over the place. Primarily from Naperville's as far south as they go, and they go all the way up north, all the way up to Gurnee. But they have several locations. We went to the Elk Grove location because that's one of the ones closest to our home. And we enjoyed a large pepperoni deep dish pizza.
Mm.
Oh, it was so good.
We did enjoy it.
And to give an idea of the kind of class that this place has, we had ordered something very simple.
Oh, yeah,
we ordered the pepperoni, and it was delicious. And then when our server came, she said, okay, half pepperoni, half cheese. We said, that's not how we ordered it.
Well, we just, yeah.
And we said, oh, well, she said, well, which side do you want? And it's like, yeah, and well, it's all the same. Well, no, one's cheese, one half is cheese, one half is pepperoni. It's like, no, the whole thing was supposed to be pepperoni. And she said, oh, you know what? My mistake. The pizza's on me. It's like, wait, hold on. Hold on a second.
You know, it's not like...
It's not like we were, you know, it wasn't like there was an allergy involved or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was covered in, I don't know.
It wasn't like there was like tuna on half of it. Yeah, one of tuna. Us was allergic to tuna.
Right.
We said, no, don't worry about that. So she went back and then she went and talked to her manager. Our server went back and talked to her manager. Then she came back to us and she said, well, my manager wants to either buy you dessert or take half off your pizza. And we said, you know what? Half off the pizza will be perfect.
Because there was no way we were having dessert.
And that is, we've mentioned this before when other places have done this. That's just a sign of real class when a place will do that if they make a mistake. And this wasn't even a huge mistake. We even said this is not necessary because...
It totally... Because I can do without pepperoni anyway.
And the pizza is so good that you can... Cheese is perfect in its elegance, so to speak.
But you know what? We always think it's so nice when a place is willing to give up $7 or $8... To
just for the goodwill of the customer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just to make it up.
So it was very good. We enjoyed it. The other neat thing about Lou Malnati's, and this is one of the reasons we wanted to talk about it on the show as well, is that you can order their pizzas over the internet.
Oh, I forgot about that. And they ship them to you.
They will ship them to you partially
frozen.
Baked. Or I think it's frozen.
Well, I mean, partially baked, but frozen.
Right.
Like FedEx.
With description, with the instructions on how to cook them up.
And then you can finish them in your oven.
Oh, so anywhere in the country that you're listening to this.
Ooh, I think we have a new contest prize idea.
There is a link on the show notes again, LouMalnati's.com. Also, they're partnered up with several other restaurants here in Chicago under the umbrella group called Tastes of Chicago at tastesofchicago.com.
Right, where you can get Italian beef and hot dogs all by
from
mail.
From Portillo's and Eli's Cheesecake and a bunch of different places. And in fact, this is one of our favorite things to do with some relatives who live out of town is we send them a gift card for, you know, to take their pick of any of this stuff. And then at their convenience, they just pick up the phone, place the order, and off it goes.
Do you think my parents...
I don't know. Are they? Why? Do we just figure out what their Christmas present is?
Every present for the next 6 years.
Taste of Chicago. So, and as I said, we went to the Lou Malnati's in Elk Grove Village. They have locations everywhere. Buffalo Grove, Lincolnwood in Chicago, which I believe is one of their first ones. Wilmette, Evanston, Mount Prospect, Naperville, Elmhurst, and several others. So check out Lou Malnati's. We think you'll enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we have some words from some really nice people to talk about a contest that's going on.
Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And we'd like to hear about your favorite cheap date.
Just tell us what you like to do, whether it's going to the zoo with your sweetie, having a pizza night at home with the family, or heading out to a 4-star night on the town.
We'll take all your entries and draw two of them, and each will win a brand new 2-gig iPod Shuffle.
Just send us your entry by April 18th, and winners will be announced on our show on April 26th.
So send your favorite cheap dates to cheapdateshow@gmail.com and put the word contest in the subject line. And please, only one entry per person.
All entries become the property of the Cheap Date Show, and we may read your letter on an upcoming podcast.
Okay, let's go check our email.
Boy, those two sounded familiar. Do you know who those were?
I'll be honest, I wasn't listening.
Okay. There is still time to get your entries in for the contest, folks. We've gotten a whole bunch of entries and they're great. Some of them are from Chicago. We've got a bunch from outside of the Chicago area, so don't be intimidated thinking that you have to think of something right in the area.
Or in any big city. I mean,
right.
Anywhere, anything counts.
So by all means, please do send in your entries and we will do the drawing and talk about
it on
our show.
We're just drawing one, right?
We're drawing two.
We're not judging.
And we'll be reading some of the entries on an upcoming show. So we think you'll enjoy it. And then on the show where we announce the winners, there'll be excitement galore People won't be able to contain themselves.
Maybe a pizza for the runner-up.
And maybe a pizza for the... Oh,
maybe.
Well, maybe. We're not making any promises. Yeah. Don't hold us to it. Good Lord. What are you doing with our money, honey? Just kidding. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
Okay. So that's going to be it. We also want to mention that coming up towards the end of April is Chef's Fest. So our Discover Woodfield show.
Oh my
gosh.
It's Christmas for the food podcasters.
We are going to be doing a show. Tune in to Discover Woodfield at discoverwoodfield.com. We're going to have actually two shows about Chef's Fest. One is going to be a preview show. We got a whole bunch of information from the Bureau about the upcoming Chef's Fest and sort of an attendees guide, would you say, I think, and guidelines some on how to
tips
how to enhance your experience at Chef's Fest
and not stomp on other people's experiences.
No kidding. So that'll be real cool. So there's going to be a show coming up within the next couple of weeks, specifically as a preview for Chef's Fest. And then towards the end of April, you'll actually get to hear a live remote from Chef's Fest from us.
I like our new live remote equipment, too.
That's right. We're actually using our new live remote equipment tonight.
We're live from the couch.
That's right. We're not, we're not in the dining room tonight. Which is good. So stay tuned for that, and that'll be over at discoverwoodfield.com. And we'll mention it here as well, as you know, because that's just kind of how kooky we are. Right. Okay. I think we're going to let these people go now. We've covered a whole lot of ground. We've got sugar. We've got pizza. I think people maybe need like a salad or a bowl of shredded wheat or something.
I know.
Right.
Do we
now
need to give like exercise tips or something? We're going to the gym tomorrow. Right?
Okay, crunches. Here's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a Pilates ball.
You do 5,000 of them per slice of Lou Malnati's pizza.
Ah, you'll need it. No, I think that's about it. How do people get a hold of us if they want to get a hold of us?
Usually email is best.
And that would be? You can still use that.
dish@cheapdateshow.com
or cheapdateshow@gmail.com. they both go to the same place.
Oh, sorry. Wow, what a blast from the past.
I know. Dish. You can also leave us a voicemail at 206-203-DATE 3283. But your contest entry cannot go to that number. We were asking everyone to write down an email with their contest entry.
Oh, please. Yes, we'll never keep track of voicemails.
And I think we've covered everything. I think all bases have been touched. We're coming around the horn now. I don't know.
I can tell.
We hope everyone is enjoying their spring, and we will talk to you again in a fortnight. And in the meantime, here's Lisa with a spring tip. I love doing this to her.
You're so mean. Spring tip.
Your bulb should be in the ground already.
If spring has not arrived in your neck of the woods, as it has not yet arrived here, go buy some flowers, put them in a vase, and pretend.
There you go. Very nice. Thank you.
We cut out that pause.
Oh, heavens no. We'll talk to you folks in a fortnight.
Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.